Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when a bottle top seems to have a mind of its own, able to come off the bottle at its own choosing? That's today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com and get a commercial-free experience of the show. When you sign up through Apple Podcasts, go and check that out. Even try it for 3 days free. If you're not an Apple Podcast, there's patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. I had a weird dream that actually connected to the move. And I talked about it with Carol earlier today, but I want to tell you, because I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. So about 3 days before my move actually happened, the movers came and they got everything out of the house. And then me and Harper were kind of camping out there, furnitureless, until it was time for us to close on our new house. And I had the strangest dream. And the main point of it was, my grandma was in it. And I don't really dream about my grandma very much. Not that we weren't close or anything, but she's been gone for darn near 15 years now. So it's not usually on the top of my mind much. But the strange premise, and I'm just going to give you the whole thing, and then I'll tell you the weird thing that happened. So I'm at Disney World in this dream.
Okay.
It's like Epcot or something. And you're like walking into like the some sort of display thing. And the display was the corpses of all of my grandma's siblings. So like her brothers and sisters, they're all on display. There's like little plaques underneath. And it was about elder abuse. And I don't know why this was the theme of it at Epcot that day. It seems like kind of a little harsh for Disney. And my grandmother never really had elder abuse issues. So I don't know how it all came into play, but she was there and her corpse was there and she was in her wedding dress, the same thing she got buried in. And I'm like, oh my God, it's grandma. And it was really kind of creepy and weird. And then all of a sudden I turned around and she was there like alive. But I knew it was her ghost. I'm like, oh my God, it's the ghost of grandma. And she was, and she looked, it was very vivid, like super duper. It was like I was a kid again. That's how the version of my grandma that I pictured, like what she'd wear going to church. This kind of like tealy or not the maroonish blazer that she would wear. Like I remembered these things. I mean, I couldn't even like think of these things if you asked me, like, what did grandma wear? Like, I don't know. But it was like totally her outfit. And then had like the brooch on, everything else. And she gave me a hug. And I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was something to the effect of don't forget something. And I don't know what that was. And I thought, ooh. And I thought maybe it was just, you know, don't forget about me or I don't know. She was very religious. So I don't know if it was something along those lines. I don't remember. But I just remember waking up. Oh, no, the dream continued after that, by the way, gave her a big hug. It was really nice. It felt very real. And I've never had a dream where I encountered a dead relative and it felt that real. The setting was absurd as hell, but that part felt very real. And then I go down a water slide at the end of the exhibit and it's a big water slide and I'm going all through and I land and I'm in another part of the park and I can't find my daughter and I don't know where she is, but I know my fiance is there with her kids. I didn't see them in the dream, but I know Harper's with them and I know that Harper is safe, but I'm still trying to find her and look for her. Then I wake up. And that's pretty much the dream. 2 days later, after I have this dream, I'm in the attic just kind of doing some final checking, looking for, you know, did we forget anything, all of that. And my grandmother had a very strong affinity to a dining table that I am in possession of, that I've had for several years now. And like when I was a kid, it was, you know, don't touch the table, don't eat at the table. I don't think we ever did anything at this table, but it was like, it was there. And I mean, she'd also like put, you know, plastic over furniture because, you know, you don't want to sit on your furniture. Right. And so I have the table and I'm just going through the attic and I see a little piece of wood sticking out and I'm thinking it's actually just a rafter or part of the house. And I'm like, should I look? And something in me just told me like, yeah, just go, you know, tap it, see if it's part of the house or not. And it moved and I got plugged up. It's one of the leaves to the damn table.
See?
Yeah. And
so, come on.
Yeah. I think she came to remind me not to forget a leaf to the dining table.
First of all, that's really cool. Second of all, to have you tell that story and kind of admit that maybe that's what was going on is a big deal.
Why would it be? I'm totally open to that being her.
I know, but you know, sometimes you get the feeling like, well, it's just a dream, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. I think it's, that is so cool. As soon as you started telling the story and then you said, don't forget the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's going to find something in his house that he almost forgot.
Yeah. It would be like, and I found her petrified hand. You know, it was.
Can you imagine if you had forgotten it, you would have had a haunted new place because she would come and kick your butt.
And I'd be like, have to sneak into the old farm at night sometime when the new people are there and like go and get into the attic and take it. That would be bad. I go to jail and it all because of a table leaf trying to get from my grandma.
I appreciate the fact though it ended with the big slide.
Talking on a giant water slide. And like part of me is like, what does this dream mean? Because I'm like, I couldn't find my daughter. I'm talking to dead people. And but I knew my daughter was safe. I'm like, does this mean I'm going to die? And, you know, I know that my daughter's safe with our new family and my fiance and all that or whatnot. No, it was a fucking table leaf. That's what it was.
Oh, I love this story. Love it.
So, Grandma, there you go. We got the table leaf. The table is still in one piece. So, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
Hi, Tony, Harper, and Carol. I have been listening to this show now for probably the past 6 or 8 months. I would say, I love it. I absolutely love it. I look forward to listening to the stories on a daily basis. I look forward to hearing Little Harper on the air because, first of all, she's the most, oh my gosh, she has to be one of the most intelligent 8, 9-year-olds I have ever heard. And she is so eloquent when she speaks, all the things. Harper, I'm so proud of you for this. But nonetheless, I'll get on with my story. By the way, I'm Kimberly, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. But my story originates in our apartment here, actually it's in Gallatin, that, you know, we started living in this apartment, I want to say back in 2019. Well, actually, this apartment complex in 2019, but we moved to a different apartment within the complex, to a two-bedroom apartment because we outgrew our first bedroom or our one-bedroom apartment. And I was like, yeah, we need a bigger apartment, yada, yada. So in the two-bedroom apartment is where this takes place. And this had to be sometime last year, maybe early 2022 or late 2021, I would say. I had my dog. We have an Aussie Shepherd. And, you know, he had to be about like maybe 1 year old or like 8 months. I can't quite remember. But I remember I got a shipment of bottles because, you know, I do stuff at home and everything, like I have a skincare line and stuff. And I had the shipment of bottles come in and I remember opening the box, sitting by the door. I went to go open it to check one of the bottles to make sure that it was, you know, the correct bottle and that it was what it was and that the cap fit and everything. So I remember I did that before I went to go walk my dog. And I'm like, all right, cool. It fits. Everything works. It looks great. And this is a glass bottle and it had a white screw cap on it. Now, once again, it's a screw cap, right? So you can't just easily pop it off without breaking it or whatever. So I do not remember unscrewing this whatsoever. And I just left it on the counter, and I went to go walk Herschel, my dog. And I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. You know, we'll go walk for a minute. So I went to walk him around the complex, and it takes about like maybe 10 or so minutes to walk him around the complex. And nothing was on the stove. Nothing, the house was completely cool or warm. I can't remember, but I think it was like, you know, really good temperature or whatever. But there just wasn't anything around to have any influence on the bottle. And because once again, it was just on the counter when I left it, top completely gone. Well, after coming back in to walk Herschel, I remember looking at the bottle and seeing that the top of the bottle was completely off, as though it just bursted under pressure or something, but it was completely off. And the cap wasn't unscrewed or anything, so I'm just looking like, okay, how did this break in the first place, and how is it still upright? I'm so confused right now. And I always joke with my boyfriend. I'm like, you know, we're probably on ancient Indian burial grounds. This is what this all is, because there's so many spiders with this complex as well, too. So I would always joke about that. But that really had me going. And I literally just stood there in silence, like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't make, what is this? This doesn't make sense. Okay, wait, no. And I looked at the bottle. I tried to, like, unscrew the cap out of it, whatever. You couldn't, because it just wouldn't come off. Like, even though it was, like, I'm trying to find the best way to explain this. The cap itself wasn't completely, like, unscrewed off the bottle. Like, the top was just, like, cracked. And also, too, the weird thing was that the cracked part where the cap is, it was just laying on the counter as though, like, somebody just gently placed it there. It wasn't, like, the bottle shot off or whatever, and then it, like, or the cap shot off and it, like, completely landed on its top. No, it landed, like, top up on the counter. So I'm just like, what in the hell? To this day, nothing else really weird has occurred, except for, I would say, maybe a couple months ago, back in 2022, because it's 2023 now. I'm calling February 28th, last day of February, in 2023. And, the other weird occurrence, I would say, would be, like, if my boyfriend had to go out of town, back home or whatever, and, or he was on, like, a work assignment, it would be me and Herschel in the house or whatever, and at night, I would have Herschel come sleep in a room with me, and, you know, just for extra protection, and then also just to have my buddy beside me, because I love him so freaking much, but Herschel, in the middle of the night, I would say it would be like around like maybe 1 a.m. or he would just start growling at the corner of our bedroom near the door to go back outside into the living room. And I would be freaking scared. And I'm just like, Herschel, like, what are you growling at? Like, what's wrong, dude? Stop growling. Stop. And I would just, like, stare at the corner with him. I'm like, are you seeing something that I don't see? He doesn't do it now as much, or he hasn't done it in a while. But, yeah, I just think that's really scary and creepy, too. I pray that there's nothing haunted in my house. But, hey, listen, ancient Indian burial grounds, man, is probably a real thing. Keep making awesome content. I really, really love it. I was a member, an EPP. But I had to unsubscribe for a second, but I'm definitely going to get back on because these stories are really, really great. And just hearing other people's experiences are really interesting. So thank you guys again, and hope to hear this on the show. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. It seems like I remember growing up and everything was considered an Indian burial ground.
Yeah. And if this is the case, and the worst thing that happens to you is there's a pop top or whatever taken off a bottle or something, you're in good hands in that situation. The dog or the animals looking in the corner of the room and seeing something. That's mm-hmm. always freaky when that happens. And I've not had that happen personally, but like my sister's had it happen. I've heard other people talk about it as well. I don't know how I'd feel about that, because I think animals are just very, very in tune with stuff going on that we just don't know about.
Yeah, I think they feel things and are aware. I don't even know if it's like necessarily like they see or hear things. I just think they more so they can sense, you know, it's like right. a radar almost that they can operate on. And they're also really good at getting free HBO. If you put your cat on top of like your Roku or something, it gets free HBO. It's like,
kids don't do that at home. That's not good.
No. Duct tape. When you duct tape the cat to the Roku is
don't
when
do
it
that.
Really, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm not being serious. It only gets you stars and nobody really gives a shit about stars. So. But Party Down is back on Stars, which is a good show. So I would, it's on something. Maybe HBO, I don't know. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our episodes. You can get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts as well. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.